WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News
Media
I'm
app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. Jobless claims ticking downward again last week. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits. That's compared to the week before. Claims still at historic lows. President Biden in Philadelphia today crediting his administration's policies for job growth and for drawing $500 billion in private sector funding for clean energy and manufacturing projects.
We need to have the best infrastructure in the world if we're going to lead the world. We used to be number one. We now rank number 13 in the world.
Existing home sales slowed to the slowest pace since the start of the year. The Fed board is still trying to cool both the housing and labor market to tame inflation. The unrelenting heat wave is leading to health concerns in Arizona. Maricopa health officials say 3 weeks of temperatures above 110 degrees has led to at least 18 heat-related deaths. And cleanup in North Carolina continues following yesterday's tornado. This is ABC News. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified today before a House subcommittee on censorship, but his past comments took center stage.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been in the spotlight recently after facing accusations of making anti-Semitic and racist remarks after he was recorded citing a false conspiracy theory that COVID-19 was targeted to certain ethnicities while Chinese people and Jews of European descent were more immune. At the GOP-led House hearing on censorship, Kennedy denying he's racist or anti-Semitic. Democratic Representative Stacey Plaskett blasting Republicans for allowing Kennedy to testify in the wake of his recent remarks. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Oklahoma today executed a 51-year-old man by lethal injection. Jermaine Cannon stabbed a Tulsa woman to death in 1995, a few weeks after his escape from a prison work center. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Kewaunee County Board voted against funding a new jail after a proposal came in $8 million over budget. Last summer, the board approved moving forward with a new jail at $25 million. On Tuesday night, the board considered four different proposals for a new facility, none of which came in under $33 million. The board failed to reach a two-thirds vote to move forward. Kewaunee County Sheriff Matt Joski says the longer they wait to build a new facility, the more it will cost. He says the current space is too small and run down. The Kewaunee jail is the smallest in the state and more than 50 years old. If you think you hear accordions in the distance this weekend, you're not hearing things. The 44th annual Pulaski Polka Day starts today at 4 p.m. at the Pulaski Community Park. Aside from music, the festival offers arts and crafts, dance lessons, a pancake breakfast, and a parade on Sunday, which is the closing day. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Introducing 24/7 LiveGuard Protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And by the way, we have some very fine free things to give away. Very fine free thing. First of all, tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, we'll be giving away tickets to the State Fair. Tickets to the State Fair. So you'll be, if you're interested in going to the State Fair, which you should be, I am. It's a great State Fair. It really is. Stand by tomorrow. We'll be giving away free tickets. And also, we have two tickets left to this weekend series for this show against the Atlanta Braves by the Milwaukee Brewers for Friday. That would be tomorrow, 7:10 p.m. If you want them, call in. There's two tickets. We're going to give them to the first person who calls in. Ask Calvin for them. Two tickets left. And by the way, I'll say it again. You can listen to Brewer Games live, Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, or WRCE News from the Center and Richland Center, 107 FM and 1450 AM. Richland Center, home of Todd Albo, great, great host. So tip of the hat to Todd. 107 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. Well, we have some lines are filling up. I assume somebody wants some tickets, which would be great. But hold on, do not hang up, because I want to launch into the first segment. This is a very important segment. It's a very important event, and I want everybody to focus on it. As you know, I'm very concerned about this judge in Mar-a-Lago, in the Mar-a-Lago case, Eileen Mercedes Cannon from Colombia. She's first generation. She has an authoritarian streak in her. She should not have been made a federal judge. She simply became a citizen, joined the Federalist Society. Trump tapped her for a lifetime appointment where she can do things without, well, she has review from the Court of Appeals, but that takes months. She just, in that case, remember Jack Smith filed an indictment against Trump for stealing these classified documents, not giving them back. He was asked to give them back. There was a subpoena. He lied about it. He hid them, told his lawyers to lie, and moved them to Bedminster, I should say, in New Jersey. And he kept lying around. in closets, supply rooms, bathrooms, doors open. And as a result of that, in the following year, we lost a very large number of undercover agents, spies in Russia and China who were put to death. In my judgment, what this clown did, this crooked clown, what he did, he repaid the Saudi Arabians all right, and he repaid the Ruskies all right. It got around to everybody that all this stuff was there. And let me tell you something about secret documents like that. I'm certain they didn't have the names of our undercover agents, but any country can look and see what information we have and reverse engineer and figure out how we got it. Trump is frankly an agent of Russian intelligence because he's been bankrolled by oligarchs over there for 20 years or more. And nobody bankrolls anybody like that over there without Putin's blessing. He's afraid of Putin. He's subservient to Putin. By the way, you're going to hear the Blue Angels. You're going to hear the air show here in Milwaukee. That's this weekend. They're practicing right now, and they fly right over my house. And as a Navy guy, I'm very glad they do. Love that air show. Anyway, in this case, the Department of Justice just brought a motion for protective order. What is that? I brought many of them in myself. Very, very common. You say, Judge, I'm going to be turning over some documents in discovery to the other side. But they're very sensitive. And we don't want them out there in the public, given to the press. We don't want them in the records in the file other than under seal. So enter an order saying that they can't disclose them. And the law on that is what the judge does. She turns to the other side and she says, do you have any objection? And usually they don't have an objection. If they do, she says, what's the objection? Then you discuss it, and then she makes a ruling. Here, Department of Justice brought that motion and she denied it. And she said she didn't ask Trump's people if they agreed or not. She said, get his consent. That's not the way it's done. That's not lawful. Jack Smith's people point out that they did go to Trump's lawyers earlier saying they wanted to talk about it. And Trump's lawyers refused even to talk about it. And you know what Eileen Mercedes Cannon did? She said, well, try again. She is deliberately delaying this case. She is the most important lawyer Trump has in this case, and she is the judge. That's how they do it in Colombia. That is what is happening. Open your eyes. I watch MSNBC. I watch CNN. I don't watch Fox, but I watch these other ones. And they're all going, oh, well, you know, she's a federal judge. I'm sure she'll do the right thing. No, she won't do the right thing. She delayed the FBI and the Department of Justice even looking at the documents that were taken in the search warrant against the law for months till the Fifth Circuit, lazy beat, I won't say the word that they are, finally said, no, you have to. And this clown judge is on this thing again. You know, Trump moved to have it delayed till after the election. She knows she can't very well say yes, that's absurd. But a judge can do many things to delay it till way after the election. She has now denied a motion for protective order. And Jack Smith says, now, wait a minute. We have nuclear secrets in there. We have troop deployment secrets. And she smirked. Too bad. So sad. She is an agent for Trump. Smith should bring a motion to recuse her from the case. She is not doing this honestly. She should not be a judge, period, and not on this case. And not on this case. Now, let's look at a couple of other things on this. I've said many times on the show, how many times have I said it? Fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. I'm going to show you how it's creeping in right under your nose. Right under your nose. Aline Mercedes Cannon delayed the issue of even the FBI and the DOJ reviewing the secret documents enough for Trump to declare for president, to put some political cover. At the same time, we have laws passed in Florida, Texas, Georgia, criminalizing voting and driving down minority voting by about 4.5%. Here in Wisconsin, we have a gerrymandered, dishonest legislature about to vote to get rid of Megan Wolf, the terrific executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. That'll end up in the Supreme Court. They want to put somebody in like Gableman, but a little smoother than Gableman, not as clumsy as Gableman, who'll get in there and lie to the clerks, or at least mislead them, or sigh, or wince. And a lot of these clerks in a lot of these counties, they're elderly men and women. They don't need trouble. They don't need trouble. The objective of the Republican Party is to drive down voting in Milwaukee and Madison in the 2024 election. If you don't understand that, you have got to open your eyes. A lot of ways they can do it. They've already gotten the Supreme Court outlaw drop boxes. This executive director, remember, the commission is 3-3, Democrats and Republicans. And if it's all jammed in, the executive director can freelance and do certain things, and the legislature will back them up. And they'll say, well, the holy grail is to stop student voting at UWM and Madison. Well, can they use their addresses? What about this? What about this? And all you have to do is a Gableman type who's a little smoother saying, well, I don't think that would be a good idea. They are driving it down. Biden's margin was 20,000 votes. They are driving it down. That's the executive part of it. That's the executive part of the election of the president. And the Senate part of it. In 2006, the Senate voted 98-0 to continue the Voting Rights Act for another 25 years, to the year 2031. Several years later, in the Shelby County case, 5-4, a crooked Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas gave his deciding vote, and they gutted it. The Senate had just voted to reauthorize it for 25 years. Supreme Court said, in our opinion, that's not constitutional. It was constitutional back in 1965 when it was passed. You have a Supreme Court. They've gotten to the federal judiciary. You have got a Supreme Court. The Supreme Court. Who is saying whatever they want, claiming that's constitutional, and they can't be reviewed by anybody else. This has got to stop. We're going to go quick to the lines before the break. I don't know. I see the word troll. Are you a troll? Laval, are you a troll? What's on your mind?
Did Laval?
Yeah. What do you want, Laval?
I'm concerned about this Judge Daugherty down in Louisiana. That's why I was born in Louisiana, but he said that Biden's censors were slapped. Judge Barr's leftist lackeys from dictating what you see online. So that's a slap in the face, and I think that he's right.
Right.
The Biden administration is trying to determine what you see in online.
No, they're not. Were you hired by the Republican Party? If you call again, come up with some ideas that are in good faith. You understand that, Laval? What you're talking about is this guy, this clown down in Louisiana, tried to enjoin the Biden people, whether they could speak. The hell with him. He was overturned by the Court of Appeals. The Republican Party hires people to try to do this kind of stuff. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Every dead body tells a story. And someone needs to speak for the deceased. Streaming exclusively on BritBox, Amelia Fox returns in the new season of Silent Witness, one of the original forensic crime dramas. For over 25 years, this long-running series has drawn in millions of fans and has earned its place as a staple of British crime drama. Stream the new season of Silent Witness only on BritBox. Undeniably brilliant, undeniably British. Free trial at BritBox.com.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 56. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Highs around 80. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 60. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Storms continue. To recap, lows level off around 56 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Well, I'm going to keep it simple today. DeSantis says Florida is the place where woke goes to die. Actually, Florida is the place where everybody goes to die.
You should do stand-up. I like it. You should do stand-up.
Thank you.
We're going to get to the guy pretty soon. Bob, thanks a lot for calling. You made my day. I appreciate it. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I'm on board with something Jeannie mentioned yesterday. There was a lot of planning put in trying to steal my vote here in the state of Wisconsin, and there was a lot of planning put in for overturning the election nationwide. This just didn't happen. So they need to get to the bottom of this, or it could happen again, and people need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Because, and then the thing that's going on with classified the documents, letting that out, don't people understand people get killed because they were spies?
Right.
This is starting to drive me nuts, because this is, I just, for the life of me, I can't even understand why Trump is even able to run for president again, because there was so much planning involved in this. It's all right there. And if you can't believe what happened, then you have problems, I guess. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Paul, that's an excellent call. Yeah, and I remember what Jeannie said. I want to build on that, and that is this: everybody, open your eyes. I mean, yeah, there are Democrats, there are Republicans, and this, that, and the other thing, but the Republican Party has got to come up with somebody besides Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an asset of Russian intelligence. Who cares whether he's doing it on purpose? Who cares in terms of that's what he really likes? He's been paid. He's been paid. Eric Trump told the journalist back when he was running for president, when his father was running for president, that they've been funded by the Russians for a long time because the New York banks and others wouldn't give him money anymore because he'd gone bankrupt 6 times in his properties and they got tired of being cheated. The Ruskies have paid him. The Ruskies have paid him. The Saudi Arabians have paid him. They gave Jared Kushner $2 billion. He gets 2% every year just for holding on to it, deciding how he wants to invest it. That's $40 million. It's a lot of simoleons, okay? And then he gets 1.5%, I think. That's what they usually get for those kind of funds, if for everything that he does over the S&P 500. So he can go and try to hit home runs all the time. And if he doesn't make it, so what? He still gets $40 million. Republicans, you know, say, oh, Hunter Biden, and they're lying about it. That said, what about the money from Saudi Arabia and Russia that's gone to Trump and gone to his son-in-law and therefore his daughter as well? He is an asset of Russian intelligence. He met with the Russians in the White House with no Americans, no staff, nobody from the State Department, nobody from the Defense Department, with no journalists from the United States, only Russia. The bathroom is just down the hall. What's in the baseboards? I'm not kidding. This guy is dangerous, very dangerous. And what Paul just brought up is this. We had people executed. The CIA sent memos to their station chiefs around the world. That was disclosed in the New York Times by a source. And they said, we are losing agents at an unusual rate. Be more circumspect about how you transmit information. What they could have said, and I think this is the code for it, is Donald Trump took a lot of documents and they're in a towel room in Mar-a-Lago. They're in a dressing room for brides over the ballroom. They're in a bathroom next to the toilet with the door open. And he doesn't have to say to Saudi Arabia and Russia, go look. How many people do you think he has there? He has about 150 people working as staff, and people just go in fundraisers. They go to dinner. They don't have to be club members to go to dinner. They go to a wedding receptions. He's had a Russian spy in there at dinner with him. You don't think any of them walked by this conference room, took pictures of the documents, and they reverse engineered how that info got into our hands and people got killed. Matt in Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. A little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Matt?
Yeah, I have two quick questions. I'd like to maybe hear your answer off the air. First one is, do you think they're going to try to prosecute Trump before or after the real campaigning for president starts? I guess I'd like to see it before. I'd rather not hear about him during the campaign. And then my second question is, the success of the movie just came out called The Sound of Freedom. What do you attribute that success for? It's beat out Indiana Jones.
Okay, well, I'll answer. And if we bump up to the break, then I'll answer afterwards. But I'll start with the first one. Eileen Mercedes Cannon blocked the Department of Justice, blocked the FBI from looking at the documents that a federal judge had said they could have, and put in a special master till the Court of Appeals overturned it. That took a couple of months to let this clown Trump announce for president. He announced because he wanted to give himself political cover. So if you say, when did they prosecute? They prosecuted as quick as they could. But they had a Trump lawyer who happened also to be the federal judge block them. The second thing is the movie, I've seen the title. I haven't the faintest idea about it. I have no intention of watching it. I don't go to many movies. I like books, and that's it. So I haven't the faintest idea why you like a movie, especially a movie that I have not seen and have no intention of seeing. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Jobless claims ticking downward again last week. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits. That's compared to the week before. Claims still at historic lows. President Biden in Philadelphia today crediting his administration's policies for job growth and for drawing $500 billion in private sector funding for clean energy and manufacturing projects.
We need to have the best infrastructure in the world if we're going to lead the world. We used to be number one. We now rank number 13 in the world.
Existing home sales slowed to the slowest pace since the start of the year. The Fed board is still trying to cool both the housing and labor market to tame inflation. The unrelenting heat wave is leading to health concerns in Arizona. Maricopa health officials say 3 weeks of temperatures above 110 degrees has led to at least 18 heat-related deaths. And cleanup in North Carolina continues following yesterday's tornado. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A 78-year-old woman was killed in a two-car crash in O'Connell County. The incident happened Wednesday afternoon around 4:45 in a construction zone in Little Suamico on Highway 41. The O'Connell County Sheriff's Office says an SUV driven by a 70-year-old man was going too fast and crashed into another car that had slowed down as it was trying to merge. Both cars slammed into the median. The SUV had three other people, one of which was the victim, who was taken to the hospital where she passed away. No other injuries were reported, and the investigation is active.
The dream is over. There is a single winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The winning ticket was sold in Los Angeles, California at a Las Palmitas mini-mart. Last-minute ticket sales made the jackpot just over $1 billion, the third largest in the history of Powerball.
The largest Powerball jackpot ever was just over $2 billion.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to continue with that segment. Very, very important what is happening in front of your very eyes and my very eyes. We have Eileen Mercedes Cannon down in Mar-a-Lago doing everything she can to help Trump in that case. This business of not granting a protective order is unheard of in even an industrial trade secret case. How about nuclear secrets and troop deployments? She is representing Trump, and she happens to have gotten on the bench and is presiding over it. Number one. Number two, the U.S. Supreme Court. The Republicans have gotten to the federal judiciary, and the federal judiciary under them has said that they can't be reviewed by anybody else. Even their ethics can't be reviewed. Clarence Thomas is crooked. He's been taking money for 20 years. Gorsuch got about $500,000 in profit some crummy fishing cabin he had somewhere in Colorado that he wasn't able to sell before he went on the Supreme Court. John Roberts' wife got $10 million from law firms for telling him to hire good law students. I told you about Shelby County. They gutted the Voting Rights Act that a few years before, in 2006, 98 to nothing. The Senate, I mean, 98 to nothing. You can't get 98 senators to agree that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And they wanted this Voting Rights Act in for 25 more years, and they were overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas is on the take, and he provided the one vote. How about Citizens United, 5-4? Clarence Thomas, again. How about Dobbs, 5-4? You all think it was 6-3. It wasn't 6-3. It was 6-3 to uphold Mississippi's law, but it was 5-4 to overturn Roe v. Wade. And now a woman in Oklahoma, Texas, and some of these states, I think in Wisconsin, she has sepsis and ectopic pregnancy. She might not be able to find an OBGYN to help her. Why is the Supreme Court out of review? Who the hell said that? Alexander Hamilton didn't say that. Somebody said back to us 200 years ago to him, just before he was shot in a duel, what if the Supreme Court goes rogue like this? Said, well, they don't have an army. He knew what he was going to do, and so did George Washington. We're in it right now. But the Senate's in it too. Tommy Tuberville, 650 flag appointments, generals, admirals, and their support staff are going to be promoted to go along with them and move their families, and they don't know what to do. He is a white supremacist who hates the United States. He's a chicken hawk. He never served in the military himself. And the reason he can do it is because the U.S. Senate unconstitutionally put in a rule that said any one of them can stop anything. Who said they could do that? It's not in the Constitution. It's not in the statutes. It's because all 100 of them think that they are Lady Astors and Lord Astors. They're in the House of Lords. They're aristocrats. And they don't even criticize him. They criticize him for being a white supremacist. They don't criticize him for sticking a knife in our military. They should get up on their hind legs, one of them, and say, I move this whole slate. And if they have a good faith objection to one guy or something, fine, carve him out and we'll debate that. Tuberville should not be in the Senate. Some of the Confederacy in the 1870s after the Civil War said, we were crazy to take up arms. We knew we were going to be beaten. We're crazy to take up arms. We should have stayed in the government and destroyed it from within. And Tuberville's doing that with the complicity of 100 Lady Astors and Lord Astors. Send them emails and say, dear Lord Astor, who the hell are you to let a white supremacist in Alabama knife our military? Stephanie of Madison, my friend. You're on the line. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Stephanie?
Oh, thank you very much, Matt. I have a question about, I'd heard fake electors. Now, in Michigan, fake electors or fake voters have been, fake votes have been, these guys have been charged criminally. And my husband was asking, he said, Do we have the same situation in Wisconsin? And if we do, why isn't Josh Call going after them? Also, and this is another quick one, I mean, it's really disheartening. Years ago on Air America, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had a show with Mike Papantonio. I thought the guy had some decency. He's now up there, you know, he testifying for the Republicans and has written some scummy book about Dr. Anthony Fauci, who in my book is a hero. With that, hey, I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you, Matt. You are my friend, too, and thank you so much to you and all of the other listeners that call in. And thank you also for giving that guy a real kick in the butt.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie. Two excellent topics. I'm going to hit them right now. One of them, Michigan. Let me give you the update. This is how arrogant they were. And yes, the fake electors in Wisconsin should be prosecuted. So tell Josh, email him and tell him to prosecute him. In Michigan, Dana Nessel, the AG, is terrific. She prosecuted all 16 of them. They have 16, because they have 16 electoral votes. We have 8 electoral votes. So we have 8 of them should be prosecuted. And the 2 senators. So that would be 10 over there. They have 14 congressmen, I think, and 2 senators. Woman named Michonne Maddock is her name. Republican Party co-chairman, fake elector, just been charged. She, back in May, bragged on Twitter, and she posted a GIF. You know what a GIF is? You know, it's this, so it can be sort of a funny little thing. And here's what she posted on Twitter. She said, "The Dems are waiting for my arrest." And then it said, the GIF was of a skeleton tapping his bony fingers and a skeleton hand on his chin. It says waiting. She laughed. She thought it was funny. She doesn't think it's that funny anymore. She just got indicted over there, criminally charged. A town clerk in Michigan, Stan Grote, G-R-O-T, has now been prohibited by the Michigan Bureau of Elections, that's the equivalent of our state elections board, from working, administering elections as the Shelby Township clerk, because he was a fake elector. How about the following fake electors? Spindell. Spindell was a fake elector, and he was on the Wisconsin Election Commission while he was a fake elector. Not only is that a conflict of interest, that should be criminally charged. Voss and Fitzgerald set up the fake elector meetings. Fitzgerald was the one who was still a state senator, or had just recently been a state senator. He arranged for it, and Voss facilitated it. How about Ron Johnson? Why isn't Ron Johnson being prosecuted? I mean, Dana Nessel should prosecute Ron Johnson, or Josh Call should prosecute Ron Johnson. What was he doing holding the sheet of state electors who have now been prosecuted, a sheet of guys who have been prosecuted, and told his chief of staff to transmit it to Mike Pence through his chief of staff to get up on his hind legs at the certification and say, I have conflicting electors in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona. Oh, and coincidentally, if they flip Trump as president, I don't know what to do. Woe is me. Woe is me. I do not know what to do. Wait a minute. I know what to do. I know what to do. I will do what they did in 1876. I will ask you, the Congress. And by the way, you, the Congress, don't vote one man, one person, one vote. Each state gets one vote. Oh, and that's majority vote. California, you get one vote, even though you have 56 congressmen. Wyoming, you get one vote. You get one vote, even though you only have one congressman. Oh, and by the way, something like a majority, 26 or 7 or 8 of the states have a Republican majority in their tiny congressional districts. So how say you? Oh, you vote for Trump on these fake electors. That is what Ron Johnson was doing. And when you turn over a sheet, and they did, they sent the sheet, they called this chief of staff. He finally said he was afraid of getting in criminal trouble himself. And you know what he did? He said, don't even send me the sheet. And they argued with him. Why not? And now Ron Johnson backpedaled. I was only involved for a couple of seconds. Well, you stick a knife in somebody, that only takes a couple of seconds. Stuck a knife in our democracy. He should be charged for trying to transmit a sheet of people who have been charged. And Spindell should be charged because Spindell was on the Wisconsin Election Commission, was a fake elector, and all the fake electors should be charged. And Voss and Fitzgerald should be charged for setting up the fake electors. We've had a number of calls here, not just from Wisco Paul, not just from Gene of Eau Claire, but there are a lot of people who point out, and Bill of Oconomowoc, enough's enough. Enough's enough. What are we, blind? You don't know what happened? That's what it was going to be, another 1876 again. We're going to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, not only that, their actual duty was, Ron Johnson's duty was, when he heard this going down, is he should have said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's illegal. it's in violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, Section 2. Clear, simple English that it's against the Constitution. These people didn't do their duty, and everybody involved in this, from highest to lowest, you know, I've said this before, it needs to be, they have their ears pinned back on this one. I mean, not only Spindell, but Representative Fitzgerald, you know, Robin Voss, to the extent of what his knowledge of this, and anybody else who was involved in this kind of thing, even tangentially, should be dragged in front and be requested to testify, and lose their position as far as official in government. I mean, period. I mean, it is just. I mean, you get to the point. These guys were involved in an insurrection against the United States. You know, that Trump had a lot of. You know that Trump wanted to get back in office. He didn't think he was ever going. He didn't think he was going to lose. And if he did lose, you're just going to say, "Well, I didn't lose, so I won," and this is the way it is. And no, that's a dictatorship. I mean, we aren't going to have it. And what these guys need to remember is that when republics collapse, bad things happen. Horrible things happen. And I don't think they quite recognize, have ever read enough history to understand that horrible things happen to guys that do this kind of thing. And not that I'm calling for that. I'm absolutely not calling for any violence at all. But they forget that when the rule of law collapses, then the law is not there to protect them anymore. I mean, and it is just... they just don't seem to understand. I mean, that Augustus Caesar used it, you know, when he got into power, when he needed money, he just had people assassinated and took their money that was there.
Right.
I mean,
right.
These guys just don't get it. I mean,
and I want to say two things. One of them is I don't think arranging for the fake elector meeting is tangential involvement. I mean, you know, if you set up the conference room, if you did that in a drug gang or a mafia gang or an ISIS gang, that's not tangential. You have enabled it, number one. Number two, you know, you look at this thing and this kills me. This following kills me. Why did this not all come out in the Senate race against Ron Johnson? Who the heck was running that campaign? Who was running that campaign? We had nothing but ads about peanut butter and baseball bats. And Ron Johnson, we knew he had the fake electors in his pocket. We knew he had done this. That's just not right. It didn't come out. Joe Madison, my friend, you're on the line, but we are going to a break. So hang on. I will get back to you right after the break and everybody else on the break. Do not hang up. But I want to put this marker down for everybody. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I've shown you with Eileen Mercedes Cannon. I've shown you with the lazy senators, 100 of them, are letting a white supremacist Tuberville in Alabama not promote 650 admirals and generals and aren't doing anything about it. How about majority rules? They can suspend any of these rules. That's an unconstitutional rule saying one clown can do whatever he wants. A lot more to talk about. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 56. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures near average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Joe.
Well, just a thanks again, Matt, and for your willingness to be direct and blunt and call things what they are. Fascism comes in on little cat's feet. It's absolutely right. And I think when you've used the line, you're not woke if you don't know history, I want to take a jump off from that today on the question of woke. I looked it up. The two very, very interesting moments in our past that look at this word woke. The first one that I read about was the singer-songwriter African-American Leadbelly, who back in 1931 wrote a song called The Scottsboro Boys about nine young African-American teenagers who were falsely accused of raping two white women. Very common scenario, particularly in 1931, a time of incredible lynching statistics and rise of the Ku Klux Klan. Within that song, he says, in 1931, he says, I advise everybody, be a little careful, best stay woke, keep their eyes open. Okay, wow. That's 1931. But Matt, that's not the only time that idea of having your eyes open was important. There was a party, not a party, it was a group of men called the Wide Awakes. They started up in 1860, and they were very appalled at the slowness of the country to tackle the issue of slavery. And they were also very pro-union, but particularly the issue of slavery in 1860 was a bugaboo for them. And you can understand why. The Supreme Court had just issued 3 years previous the Dred Scott decision. And, the Republican Party had actually started up in large measure as a response in 1856 to the issue of slavery. So you got Lincoln there. These young men were incredibly taken with his anti-slavery platform and using this as a way to change the direction of our country. They called themselves the Wide Awakes, and they were so powerful in the 1860s that they bragged that in every they had chapters of the Wide Awakes in every county in the northern states. On the day of the election in 1860, they estimated that there were 500,000 Wide Awakes within the country. So I think your emphasis on history and understanding context is so important. And if I think back to what Leadbelly was going through at that time, when this was a segregated society, and he knew far well as he's traveling through the country, you got to stay woke, meaning you're really going to get hurt if you don't keep your eyes wide open. To which I would add, where we are now with this country and what the Republican Party has come, we all best stay woke, because we face a really terrible times ahead if this is not stopped in its tracks, because we know where this is going. This is going to tyranny, and that's the lesson of history that we must take forward from as we go. So thanks, Matt, for everything, and I just wanted to add that information into the mix because I found it fascinating. Thanks for all you do. Take care.
That was excellent history, very deep history. I really, really appreciate it. And I see another caller. Before I go to the next caller, I am going to simply say this, and you're not going to believe it. It doesn't make your hair stand on end. Under DeSantis, Florida, shortly, middle school students in Florida will soon be taught that slavery had a beneficial aspect. It gave black people a personal benefit because they, quote, developed skills, end quote. I'm not kidding. And also shortly under DeSantis in Florida, high school students are going to be taught in their curriculum. There was a deadly white mob attack against black residents of OC, Florida, OCOEE in 1920. And they're going to be taught in their curriculum that that riot, so to speak, included, quote, acts of violence perpetrated against and by, B-Y, African-Americans. If you can believe that, if you can believe that, that is what's coming up in Florida. And so we are starting to revert. You know, Lincoln was our best president. I mean, you could argue that Washington and he together, and there's a lot of truth to that. But Lincoln, and he paid for it with his life. And we were on a progression, a more liberal progression over the years, fueled by the Republican Party, basically up until Nixon. Even Eisenhower was a civil rights oriented guy. Then the Democratic Party under Al Smith in 1928, and then Franklin Roosevelt 32 and beyond, is starting to revert. I'm very confident in our country. It's not going to revert totally, but we have to be on guard. We have to be on guard. And everything we've talked about in this show today is happening right now in front of our eyes. And I want to respond to, and so Joe, thank you as always for your call. One thing I want to say about Stephanie, her second question I hadn't hit about Robert Kennedy Jr. This is especially painful for me. I'm a huge supporter of the Kennedy family. I was in college in 1968 when Bobby was killed. I was involved in a Democratic group in Connecticut. We campaigned for a senator named Abe Ribicoff, who's a friend of Bobby Kennedy's, Democrat, and for Bobby Kennedy, and Bobby was assassinated. Joe Biden has Robert Kennedy's bust on his desk, right behind his desk in the Oval Office. John Kennedy gave his life. Teddy Kennedy was the one, the lion of the Senate. He was the one who started Title IX and a lot of other great things. Robert Kennedy Jr. has betrayed his family, not just the Democratic Party, he's betrayed his country. And the thing that immediately tipped me off was when Sirhan Sirhan came up for parole, he had murdered Bobby Kennedy in 1968. And at all the parole hearings, he would say he either didn't do it or didn't regret doing it, or he didn't remember he did it, that kind of thing. Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote a letter urging that he be paroled, the murderer of his father. That is something Sophocles and Euripides would write about, something like that. That is absolutely disgusting. Now he is testifying, and Joe is, or Stephanie was right, it's for the Republican Party. That somehow the vaccine is a conspiracy. He had his entire family vaccinated. When he had a party, he would write to or email people and say, don't come if you haven't been vaccinated. The guy's a hypocrite. Do not support him. He has said things that frankly border on racism. I don't want to go into it, kind of disgusting. It's a, you know, he cannot possibly be from that great family of patriots, probably along the Adams family and a few others, one of the greatest families in American history, and do this stuff. But it happens. Nothing we can do about it. But please do not support Robert Kennedy Jr. He looks like his father. He talks like his father, but it is grotesque. Coming to the end of the show. Great show, as always. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Signing off for today.
Back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't.
Great show, man.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media